right. How's everybody doing? Rested up? Ready for a great week of weather? You can actually go out there and golf a little bit if you wanted to. Not on Wednesdays. If you got your Bibles, open up to Isaiah 54. We've heard this passage of Scripture many a times. This is kind of a refresher for you, because I know I preached on it before, years ago. Says, I will teach all your children, and they will enjoy great peace. This is God talking about how he will teach. There's no greater teacher than God teaching us the word. Every believer should want God to show them his ways, his standard of living a faith-filled and holy life in his righteousness. Next verse, it says, you will be secure under a government that is just and fair. Your enemies will stay far away. You will live in peace, and terror will not come near. Under God, you will never, ever have to live under oppression. Under dictatorships, rulers, and that sort of thing, you're going to have to live under oppression. There's going to be oppression there. But if there's a God, if God's there or under his rulership, under his theocracy, no oppression. Just liberty. There's freedom. Under godly men, there will be liberty. There's freedom. We are one nation under. We don't have all that oppression as other nations do, because they protect our freedoms. Now, some people may not like it, but I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to live anywhere else in the world. Come on. You will be far from cruelty, injury, fraud, or unjust gain. Other versions just say, you will not fear. Living under God rather than men who are trying and claim to be God is a huge difference. When men try to be God, there will always be oppression. There's no freedom. There's no liberty. You're always trying to have people extort you for money and things of that nature. There's always something. You know, they're playing that tiny violin. It's a dictatorship. But under God, there's freedom. Even in our nation, we're seeing a lot of stuff being exposed. Right before our very eyes. Some people don't like that doze. But doggone. Did they already explore Fort Knox and all that stuff yet? Have they done that yet? Trump sent an invite to people to go if he wanted to go. That'd be cool. But I'm thankful for all the freedoms that we have here. There's no other place I'd rather be. Verse 15, it says, if any nation comes to fight you, it is not because I sent them. Whoever attacks you will go down in defeat. Nations will rise against nations. We're always going to have that. And that can also be man against man. I'm a nation. You're a nation. She's a nation. You're nations. We'll always have that. And even in James 1, it talks about what is causing the quarrels and fights among you. Don't they come from the evil desires at war within you? Those things God didn't send. When his nation is rising against nation, that is not God doing it. He can prophesy about it. He can speak on it. He's not the one doing that. There will be a time where he wages war against the enemy. But God is not the one causing all this stuff going on. God didn't send him, but he does promise this. Whoever attacks you will go down in defeat. Whoever chooses to attack you are just setting themselves up for failure every single time. We live in an AI-generated society. And I'm telling you, I've seen videos where people would be talking, it would be their voice that would sound like them, but their lips not moving with the words. People can create songs within three words, and it'll generate a song for you. You can get on there and sell it. Crazy. They can push stuff out like no other. If people's thoughts are twisted, they can do that type of stuff. When the enemy uses people to come against you, that lets you know that their time is short. Any little word will trigger them. Remember, if you want to know what they're operating in, just tell them no. and embrace yourself because the storm's coming. Using everything they can in order to come against you. If any nation comes to fight you, it is not because I sent them. Whoever attacks you will go down in defeat. The Passion Translation says this: if anyone dares to stir up strife against you, it is not from me. Those who challenge you will go down in defeat. Okay? New King James Version says this: indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. The enemy is not scared of you getting into God's presence. You know, even when Job was going on, all that stuff, God called all the sons of God, Satan came. What the enemy is afraid of is the word of God coming out of your mouth. That's why those attacks happen. That's why spiritual attacks. He doesn't want you reading the word. He doesn't want you getting into the word, because the word of God is strong and is powerful coming out of your mouth. Your confession matters when you're facing stuff. Speak the word over your life. Walk in the fullness of that. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Some of you know that because it's worked in your life already. You're living proof. But you have to keep yourself in love. Don't tolerate the enemy's tactics. I love it when God spoils the enemy's plans. I love it. I love it when he uses me to spoil the plans of the enemy. Satan will try to make it your fault, but it's really not your fault. When he is triggered by that word no, know that he will try and send an attack against you and then turn it around and make it out to be as if you're in unforgiveness. You're the one that's bitter. You're the one that's offended. You're the one that's walking out of love. And it'll get you to the point to where you start questioning whether or not, am I in forgiveness and unforgiveness? Am I bitter? Am I this way? Am I that way? If he can get you to question your own reality, he's got you. So you keep yourself in love, because the narration that you live off of is the word of God. Your identity is in Christ. It's not in anything else. It's in Jesus. Satan is the father of what? Lies. So he's going to tell you a lie after a lie after a lie after a lie every single time. Don't fall for it. He will make subtle attacks against you directly or indirectly. And more importantly, random like never before, because they are sitting around waiting with the script. Waiting to say something to you. I talked with an individual and he was like, man, there was just people just coming at me, just left and right, just asking me the same stuff over and over, just boom. He's a cerebral assassin. That's what I call him. He's after your mind. He's after your mental faculties. He's there to oppress you. How do you do it? I said, well, you got to walk in the third. Maybe God's trying to show me something in here. No. Maybe God's trying to get you to the place to where you walk in your authority. I've declared it. No fly zone around here. What do you mean? No flying monkeys. No flunkies. You got to declare that everywhere you go. Don't be afraid to say it. Get a new nice little t-shirt. No fly zone. NFL or NFZ. NFL. Yeah, no fly zone. The Amplified Version says this: behold, they may gather together and stir up strife, but it is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife against you shall fall and surrender to who? You. That I never gave you the Amplified Version? Why didn't you tell me that? I'm just kidding. So you don't always have to sit there and take what they're dishing out. Get up and walk out. Get up and leave. Or come against it in the name of Jesus. You don't ever have to submit to oppression. 5 principles I live by. Number 1, I'll never lie. Number 2, I'll never have anybody lie for me. Number 3, I'll never lie for anyone else. 4, I will never submit to a false narrative. 5, I'll never be controlled, manipulated, intimidated, or dominated by any person. That's hard to live out. But it becomes easy when you choose to live in the truth of God's word. When you're living in the truth, you're always going to get smeared. Next verse. It says, I have created the blacksmith who fans the coals beneath the forge and make the weapons of destruction, and I have created the armies that destroy. God created all these things. He created the people, but he didn't create them to come against you. They will be destroyed at the end. Wicked people will be destroyed. Unbelievers, what have you? Lake of fire. Because they didn't give their life to Jesus. They didn't choose to accept what Jesus had done for them. Even in the CEV version, can you go back to that? It says this, I will never send anyone to attack your city, and you will make prisoners out of those who do attack. NIV says, if anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. Some people, King James Version fans here. He says, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. That's the word of the Lord, and you can take it to the bank every single time. God has created all these things. The wicked will not go unpunished. So anybody who chooses to come against children of God, you got to understand, they're not playing with a full deck. They're not the sharpest crown in the box. Why? God protects you. That's part of your inheritance. Salvation, protection from danger. And they're choosing to do that, to come against you. Doesn't matter who it is. If they choose to do it, you got to understand, your inheritance is that protection. In verse 17, it says, but in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. It says, you will silence every voice. But in that day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken. So does that mean if somebody put something on Facebook or social media and they didn't tag anyone, it's just something, it's like, I think they're talking about me. No, that's not what it's saying. Don't respond to that junk. What if somebody's saying something on a podcast and they didn't mention your name? Don't respond to that. It might be triggering you. Somebody say something from the pulpit or what have you. Say, if it's not convicting from the Holy Spirit, don't worry about it. But when people direct stuff at you, it says, you will silence every voice that rises up to accuse you. And you can do that in 5 to 10 seconds. Why? Because of who you are in Christ. God will vindicate you. He'll back up the truth. He won't back up their lies. Think about it. God will back up the truth. He won't back up their lies about you. He's going to back up the truth. So you make sure that the truth comes out of your mouth. And what he's already spoken to you in the dark, you bring it to light. Because when he tells you to speak, speak. When I was in Memphis, I came back from Memphis. I had some, went to the civil rights thing and went and got some barbecue right down the street. Gassed up, ready to go out. And then got back on I-55, and I don't know about y'all, have y'all ever driven I-55? That's a beautiful drive. A lot of cotton fields and stuff out there. It's really, really nice. And I just feel so oppressed. I'm so oppressed, look at all this cotton. My people were picking cotton. It's a beautiful drive. I don't think that way. Amen? And the Lord says, you're gonna have to start speaking up. Why? Because there's a man lying on you. And the words that I give you to say will refute every tongue that rises up against you. So when I tell you to speak, speak. Every single time I spoke, victory. Win after win after win after win. When he tells me to speak. Now, it doesn't mean I go out and picking out fights. It's just when the enemy comes against you, comes to attack you. Satan will come to attack you. So that means you're minding your own business, doing your own thing, attack comes. I have that scripture. You will silence every voice that rises up to accuse you. You have to. Why? Because there's no passivity in Christianity. Look at Jesus' life. He did that every single time Pharisees came against him. Peter did it. Paul did it. All the disciples did it. That's your inheritance. Vindication is yours. God will back up what you say. And some people want to keep you quiet. Never stay quiet when the Lord, and when it's bubbling on the inside of you, you have to say something, speak it. You have to. Sometimes we're I don't know how it's going to make them feel. Well, God can clean it up. If you need to rehearse it, rehearse it. But God can clean that up. But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. The gates of hell will not be able to prevail against the church. That's what Jesus told Peter. You are more than conquerors through him who loves us. There's a select few. That's a select few that all believers that are loved by Jesus. So why do people speak? Because they're led by the Lord to say what they need to say. And the enemy always wants to quiet your voice. Always. When I was in the hospital, I couldn't talk. Why? I wanted to quiet my voice. Tried to take me out. Confession is made unto healing, unto salvation. I couldn't speak. I can speak now. And I'm going to continue to speak. And I'm not going to back down. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. Do you have to do it every single time? No. Do it when you're led by the Spirit of God. And when you do it with some backbone. Don't be afraid to say it. The first time might be a little scary if you're stepping out. But after that, you're good to go. You're good to go. Confess it and believe it. Isaiah 54:17, the Passion Translation says this, but I promise you, no weapon meant to hurt you will succeed, and you will refute every accusing word spoken against you. I didn't give you that either, huh? This promise is the inheritance of Yahweh's servants, and their vindication is from me, says the Yahweh. Refute means to prove wrong by argument or evidence. Vindication comes from him. Righteousness comes from him, because he will restore all things in your life. In Psalms 27:1, it says this, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? You can't be your own salvation and your own light. The Lord is. God is your source. Your heavenly Father is the one who will give you light. He will give you the insight to what to do when things get out of hand. His wisdom you need. His knowledge you need. His revelation knowledge is what you need. When you're constantly trying to figure things out, you're going to get frustrated because it ain't going to work. He's not backing up what you're trying to figure out. He's backing up his word. God will always back up his word coming out of your mouth with faith behind it. Always. Verse 2 says, when evil people come, see, they'll come to devour me. When my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. This is the confidence that you can have in God even today. The enemy tactics don't change one bit. Confess that every single day. What? When evil people come to devour you, when they come at you, they're going to come to you. You're minding your own business in your garden. They come. What? To sow weeds. You better say something. When you're eating your lunch, quiet, in peace, they come to say something. You better say something. Because if not, they're going to send more people and more people to the point to where it becomes uncomfortable for you. And the enemy loves to make you uncomfortable. See, that's their comfort zone. What? Stirring up trouble. Attacking. Evil people love to make everybody else uncomfortable. Why? Because they can't submit to God. James 4:7 says, therefore submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He's talking to the one that likes to covet. He's talking to the one that likes to steal. He's talking to the one that likes to go after other people. It's not the one that people are coming against you. You need to submit yourself to God. No, no, no. If you're facing attacks from the enemy, you're not the one that's not submitted to God. You are submitted to God. It's the one that, it's that believer that chooses not to be submitted to God to go out and attack other people. You have believers that do that? Yes. And then they want grace. They want to be loved. They want to be forgiven. Now, you do all those things. No doubt about it. But again, I say, where was the grace? Where was the love? Where was the forgiveness before you attacked? All right. But they will stumble and fall. So you don't have to get yourself out of love for them to fall. In the next verse, it says, though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. In who? Jesus. And in his word. You know you have something powerful about you when the enemy has to gather people together just to come against little old you. There's something powerful on the inside of you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. If they have to gather people up to come against you, you have something great on the inside of you. You're a chosen one. You're a chosen generation. Think about that. I'm a Westerns guy. I like Westerns. I like watching them. Back in the old days, you got the duels. But you know, the jacked up ones are the ones that, yeah, they talk a big game and you're dueling and what have you, but then they got shooters up here to take them out because they know they ain't any good anyway. Why? They need other people to come against you because they know you're powerful. They know that you have something that's on the inside of you, and they want to kill that greatness in its infant stage. The enemy will see your gift on the inside of you before you can see the gift that you have. They'll know there's something about you. That's crazy. It's just little old you. And you just attack after attack after attack after attack. What did I do? Nothing. They're threatened by you. They see Jesus in you. They're threatened by that. So what do they have to do? Try to kill you off. Try to stomp on you. Try to smear your name. Try to have everybody come against you. I said, listen, it don't matter how much dirt they want to throw on you. You got to understand, you're a seed. And the more dirt you get thrown on you, the deeper the roots. And the stronger you're going to be able to spring up. They're thinking they're burying you, but you're actually planted. So don't worry about the dirt. Shake it off. Shake it off. Keep it going. Don't ever submit to a false narrative about yourself. Your identity is in Jesus Christ, the anointed one. So it doesn't matter what they say to you. It doesn't matter who they say it to. The enemy can work through anyone. Say what God says about you. Look in the mirror and say that. You are loved. You're forgiven. You're the righteousness of him. You are saved by his grace. Say that. Repeat it. Sometimes you need that self-talk. It'll help you to hold your head high. Because if you're dealing with some confident issues, I tell you what, I said, you haven't been spending time in the Word. Because the Word of God will pick you up. It'll build you up. See, this is why I don't go along with when people talk about minimalism and all that stuff. I said that just doesn't compute with me, because even when there's dead branches in our life, God will prune those dead branches so that we can produce less or more. More fruit. Better fruit. And that fruit isn't just for us, it's for other people. So when we pray, Lord, give us that day. Give us this day our daily bread. That ain't just for you.
Right.
It's for other people. It's for other people. I was coming out of a store. I know y'all heard the story before, but I'm going to say it again. Please forgive me. In California. And I'm there. There's a little girl that was at the register paying for her food, paying for her stuff, a little snack, candy. And I'm trying to hurry up the line because I need to get back to helping my dad. So here the cashier says $2.85. She only got $2. Or $2.15, sorry, $2.15. I said, does anybody have a quarter? There's two other people. It's like, come on. I'm like, patience. Come on. Like, my goodness. Somebody do something. So I just go and pay with a five and gave her $2 back, and I gave her the change of that. So now she got $4.85 back and her candy. So they're like, oh man, that was great. That was just awesome. I wasn't doing it for that. I was trying to hurry up the line. I get outside and she's trying to explain to her grandmother how she has more money with the stuff. Did you steal this? And of course they were Mexican, so they couldn't speak English. And then she's like pointing to me when I walk by. She's like, hey, you know, gracias and all that, you know, saying, hey, de nada, you know, I'm bilingual. And then I start walking down and I said, and it just hit me. I said, Lord, I get it. It's not just for me. It's to help other people. And then I missed it the next time. There was a guy in a wheelchair looking for some change. And I put $5 in. And I'm thinking the heavens are going to open up. And I said, no. Missed it. Why? He needed to get up out of that chair. See, during that season, I was praying, Lord, show me your ways. More of you, less of me. I want to be just like you. I missed it on that one. But he had $5. See, this stuff isn't just for you. It's to sow into somebody else. Whatever it is, it's wisdom, knowledge, prayer, your faith to help jumpstart and boost somebody else up. I mean, those miracles, I said miracles. When you receive that miracle, let it project you into living in the blessing. How do you do that? When you receive your healing from God, every single day, get into the Word. Every day, get into the Word. And people will live from miracle, and then they'll just let it go dormant or whatever the case may be. Their faith is right there to receive it, and then another attack. No, that's when you get into the Word. Right after that miracle, Lord, this is what your Word says. I'm keeping this. Now, if God were to just supernaturally make me 185 pounds, thank you, Jesus. But if I just sit around and not do anything and allow that and not take care of, what's going to happen? I'm going to blow up again. That's what happens. Why? Because you don't allow it to project you into living in a blessing. Lord, you can do that. I've heard testimonies of people gaining weight and also losing weight. You straightened teeth out before. You made teeth grow. Amputated arms grew out. People given a death sentence, living again. Why? His power, his anointing, because he can do it whenever he wants to, and he chooses to do that and operate through those who are faithful to his word. God will never fail you. In Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, so be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will never fail you nor abandon you. Twice in this verse, it says that God tells you, do not be afraid. Do not panic. Your confidence is in him. The Lord went before them, and the Holy Spirit will go before you. He leads you and guides you into all truth. Use the word for your medicinal purposes. Every hour on the hour, 5 times a day. You see that on your little medicine? Anybody have those? Don't raise your hand. No, some people want to make you feel, and if I've ever done that, it made you feel bad because you have to take medicine. That's not my intent. My mom asked me the other day, do you take medicine? Or do you have any medicine that they give you? I said, I have it. But I don't take it. Why? That's not where my faith is. But if you have it, use it with your faith. Lord, I thank you for healing me. You're on 10 medicines a day? Lord, I'm believing you get me down to 9. Baby steps, if you have to. Why? Because according to, be it unto you according to your faith. That's where your faith is. Don't worry about what other people are doing. That's your faith. And that same faith can still move mountains. That same faith can still get you healed. That same faith can still get you delivered. It just might be baby steps for you. But God is still working with you. He goes before you. So on the hour, every hour you can take some scripture. Father God, I thank you for your word. And you get some scripture out and you speak that scripture over your life. And then you can ruminate and just chew on that, digest it for an hour. The next hour you can get another one. And then you can just put that on repeat. Proverbs 3:7 says this, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. All right. Proverbs 4 says, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. The word of God deals with your spirit, with your soul, and with your body. And it's free of charge. There's no doctor bills after that. That's why I like the word of God. I don't like going to the doctors, and I thank God for the doctors. I don't like it. Ticks me off a little bit when I have to. But that's me. If you like them, you go right ahead. Bring you some hospital food. I should knock that because I lost about 50 pounds when I was in there. So it was pretty good for me. Not doing nothing. Imagine that. Get into the word daily. Get into your heart. Set an alarm if you have to. Where's your faith at? What are you trusting and believing God for? Increase or decrease in your life? Because your obedience will be always greater than the sacrifice that you think you're making for him. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. So what is it you believe in the Lord for in 2025? Not for the year. How about just for tomorrow? Or for today? Sunday. What are you believing the Lord for? Start somewhere. Lord, I'm believing that every test I take, I'm going to ace it. There's testimonies on that. People believe God, Lord, I want to get an A, I want to get a 4.0 GPA or what have you. They got it. Lord, I don't want to spend too much time testing on that. I'm going to just pray in the spirit over this test. Aced it. Supernaturally. I'm not a test taker. I wasn't a test taker. I was a test looker. You'd be amazed. You can look back here with your eyes if you just... I can do the reports, but when it came to the test, didn't like it. at all. My wife had a foolproof plan when it came to taking her ACTs. C all the way down. Got a scholarship. But what is it you believe in the Lord for? Because there's nothing too small and there's nothing too great that he won't be able to accomplish in your life and fulfill. Young ones, fruitful in the name of Jesus. A fruitful womb and a fruitful seed in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you will fill their house with little ones because they are a blessing to you in the name of Jesus. Fruitful. That's not your pain anymore, because he bore it. He bore your sickness. He bore your disease. So stop calling it yours. My back, my neck, this pain, this my sciatic, my ankle, my. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when you're ready, according to your faith, you're going to be outrunning him. But you got to see yourself there. I'm already ready. You have to get ready to receive him. Thank you, Jesus. Don't duck me. We used to be in church years ago as youngsters, and man, it's like when pastor be flowing or what have you, so we act like we're asleep. We'll pretend we're asleep. Don't call us up. Please don't let us tarry. I said, because we have to get up there and tarry for hours. Thank you. Wholeness in your home. Wholeness. We going to state? No. You play baseball? Mm-hmm. All right. Hit them dingers out. You know how much God loves you? And there was nothing wrong you did. Mm-hmm. But he didn't deserve you. You were too good for him. People can get upset with that, but I'm serious because I know your heart. You like to help people. But he's preparing someone for you who will be far better and far greater than you ever imagined. Stay true to him, and he's always going to stay true to you. Allowing him to heal every part of you. Then you can fully give yourself to that person. ma'am. We love you. You're an awesome young lady. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you think you need to do in the natural, it's not strenuous or anything like that. Just get to the place to where you just believe God. Trust in Him. Lord, I'm trusting with you, and I'm taking it one step at a time. One day at a time, one step at a time. And Lord, if it's not the right step, let me know. I'll jump back, and we'll do it again. Some people want to run it up. I have to go step by step. Thank you, Jesus. Sir, where are you from? In a red shirt. No, I guess you got orange right here.
Manhattan.
Manhattan. Are you in any infirmary? Are you your farm? Now, what do you do?
Fireman.
Hallelujah. I'm going to go anyway. Now, we're just going to pray for protection over you. Stretch out your hand to him and his family. Lord, we thank you for this man. We thank you for his heart. His diligence to go out there and fight for those who can't fight. We thank you for keeping them protected, Lord. That every accident that he comes and encounters with, Lord, you are guiding him and protecting him and shielding him and covering him in all that he does. We thank you for the men and women that he leads to you, Lord, while he's there. And we thank you for the anointing that's on his life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. It's a nice beard. Hallelujah. Y'all ready to go? Or you want to stay? Silver fox. You retired, aren't you?
Yes.
From softball too, huh?
Last year.
I couldn't last 2 years. Tore two hamstrings and I was done. Thank you for remaining faithful. Because you know you have a family. You have friends. But you still come. You don't have to, but you still come. And God sees your faithfulness, and he's going to reward you for that. So be ready this year. Be ready. People that you prayed for, be ready. Because they're going to start coming with you. Are you ready? You ready to step into what you've been called to do?
Sir.
I don't want to get a text later on. Because that phone don't work. No. Amen. Hallelujah. Mia or Maya? Maya? I always get it wrong. That's my fault. You know you have a call in your life? You've known that for a while? Yeah. Stay bold with it. There's a lot of young ladies that look up to you. Stay faithful to God. Continue to serve. And allow Him to open up those doors. There's going to be doors that people try to open up for you. God will give you some discernment in that and which ones to go through. But when you walk through it, walk it bold. Walk through it boldly and with confidence in Him. Serve Him. Stay serving Him all the days of your life. All right? Maya. I'm going to say Mia as soon as we get out the door. Mr. Gillum. You know what that laugh is. Oh, shoot. You witnessed some supernatural favor when you were gone. That's crazy. People wouldn't even understand that. And how the tables have turned in your favor. God's getting ready to open up a big door for you. I'm talking about doors for giants. You ever seen those buildings where you see all that? I mean, my goodness, the giant door there opening up. It's like that's what He's getting ready to open up for you. And it's because of your faithfulness. You remind me of Joseph in there serving. Even though when all that stuff came against you, you're falsely accused, what have you. Here's the thing. His favor was still on you. And it will still continue to be on you. And people will continue to look to you for the answer. Even though they talked about you, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Because it's turning in your favor. Because you love God and you were called according to His purpose. So shout, praise, and flow with them. Your prayers are getting answered. And they have been answered and they're going to be answered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, that wasn't so bad. Oh, Lord, He's talking about this. No, fearless living. Well, let's stand. You two are a great example for your children. Great examples. You've had a great foundation laid for you. Tender-hearted, loving, kindness. I mean, it's kind of like you flow with the fruit of the Spirit. Imagine that. But I want to thank you for your faithfulness to serve God. 30-some years? 31.
Actually, it's 33.
33 years. How many of you think we need to get Brandon back on singing again? That's why. We need some more men up here. That's why. Just your willingness to serve and stay faithful. People don't realize that that helps your children tremendously. So parents, if you can be, if you're not there, get there to be faithful for your children. I told my wife the other day, I was like, she was cooking and stuff. I said, and she was cooking something for the kids or something like that. And I was like, you know, I just want to thank you. You help the kids like never before. You don't have to, and sometimes I don't want her to. But she's just helpful. She loves him. So, husband, if you haven't told your wife, thank you. Tell her, thank you. Love on him. Encourage him. Build him up. What's your wife's name? Fireman?
Summer.
Summer. When he's away, pray for him.
Amen. We will
do. Amen. You're going to lead some people to the Lord, sir. One person can make a big difference. Ananias healed Paul and filled him with the Holy Spirit. God used just a layman, just a lay person in the congregation, you know, just to do that. People, there's nothing that God can do through you. Just stay obedient to him. Amen. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for all you've done. And Lord, we thank you for the lives that are here that have that call on their lives, Lord. We thank you that they are a chosen generation. They are a royal priesthood. And they serve you. And you alone. We thank you for the blessing that's on their life. And the impact that they're making wherever they're at in their community. And as they go, you are already going before them, preparing their hearts for those who will receive your salvation. And we just give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday night.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.